This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. China claimed the first two gold medals of the Tokyo Olympics on Saturday, while a cyclist became just the second competitor in Ecuador's history to top the podium with victory in the road race. As the troubled buildup to the pandemic-delayed games gave way to the first full day of sporting competition, China claimed victories in shooting and weightlifting, and South Korea took gold in the mixed team archery competition. A total of 11 gold medals are to be decided on Saturday, but COVID-19 continues to cloud the games. 17 new games-related cases were announced the day after the opening ceremony, including one competitor, taking the total number to 123, of which 12 are athletes. Organizers are also tracking the progress of a tropical storm heading towards Tokyo, with weather officials saying it could arrive on Tuesday. Ahead of the storm, it was the heat on Saturday that had tennis stars talking and complaining. Novak Djokovic and Daniil Medvedev called for a delay to the start times of Olympic tennis matches as players labored in the sweltering Tokyo summer heat on the opening day of the tournament. Medvedev admitted the conditions were, quote, some of the worst he'd ever experienced. Protesters clashed with police during anti-lockdown protests in Sydney, Australia on Saturday, with dozens arrested. Thousands of people, mostly maskless, gathered in defiance of public health orders amidst a growing COVID-19 outbreak. The protest turned violent fairly quickly as protesters threw potted plants, paint, and water bottles at police officers and media, while others physically assaulted police horses. New South Wales police minister said, quote, what we saw today were 3,500 very selfish boofheads. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA.